We're going to go right into our public comment cards right now. Not going to take a break. We're going to move forward.
Yeah, we need to pet it. We need to.
I'll do that when we get through the rest of this, okay?
Is this for board members? One, two, three, four.
Five.
Why are you giving this to us?
Because I think someone's going to ask about it. It's info.
Okay. All right. One. Did you pass them down there?
Yeah.
Okay, Darlene Din, I don't see you here, but you gave me a speaker card. Is she outside?
No.
Oh, she left.
She had to leave.
Okay.
I have her comments. She was the one that handed this email to me to
read
during
the
public forum.
Ms. Hogan, why don't you read Darlene Din's comments? This is public. We're on agenda item 17.
Put the timer.
Chairman Young and board members, I am here on behalf of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California requesting your board extend the timeline on the MRP within the ag waiver. As you all may recall, MRP includes a groundwater cooperative alternative for individuals. Under this requirement, individual dischargers need to provide their election to the regional board within 90 days of adoption, which makes the deadline July 15, 2012. However, due to the Harder report being discussed in late May and due to the staff's groundwater monitoring program report being brought forward today, we would like to request that the executive officer be directed to revise the MRP to extend this election date by an additional 90 days so that we all have a better understanding of what might be appropriate viable groundwater cooperative program before individuals need to make their election to the regional board. We are not asking at this time that the year deadline for submittal of the cooperative program be delayed by the 90 days. And since this isn't an agendized item, obviously the board can't direct Mr. Briggs to grant this request. You could direct him to talk further with the Grower Shipper Association and to consider their comments and, if appropriate, to report back at the next board meeting. That's it.
Okay.
Question, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Does Mr. Briggs have authority delegated to him by the board to change those deadlines
in the
absent a board action?
The monitoring and reporting program, yes, but no deadlines that are in the order.
No deadlines are in order, but the monitoring. So then it seems like Mr. Briggs needs to talk to the Grower Shipper Association, and we can't take an action, and Mr. Briggs can if he sees it appropriate.
Right, and I can report back.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Hogan. All right. Al Barrow, Jeff Edwards, Julie Tacker, Lindy Owen, Gwendolyn Taylor, Richard Margetson. Go ahead, Mr. Barrow.
Good afternoon, and thank you. The comments that I wanted to address are we're going to dewater our trenches in the Los Osos Wastewater Collection Project. So I brought two maps which have not been seen by the public. They're just recently put out. The 10 years of domestic water supply will end up going into the bay from the dewatering of these yellow areas here. Could you switch to the other map for just a second? This is our high groundwater areas, and if you look at this line right here, this is the main collection trunk, goes up here to South Bay Boulevard, and then it comes down here to the bay. This is the peninsula, this is the bay, this area is coastline, and this is all high groundwater. So we also have a perched area up here, which they're calling groundwater, but it's really a perched lake. In order to install the pipes, they have to dewater the trenches. And the studies showing in this dewatering document that this is part of, that about 10 years supply of water over the 2 years of dewatering. And it's going to go down from the insulation around here in Tri-W, where the old site was, down here to Sweet Springs. That's about 2,000 feet distance. So this water will be injected here primarily because the other sites don't have the capacity for it. We'll go down to Sweet Springs into the bay. So there's a sign outside in your parking lot that says if you have a water emergency, talk to the water board. So here I am. That's an awful lot of water to be losing. Let's go back to the other, if we could. These 14 yellow squares are the areas where they're going to dewater because there's high groundwater. So those pumps will be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until they get those areas. If you can imagine, switching back to the other one now, if we put again, sir. If you can imagine, dewatering these lakes is what you're really doing. You're pumping all that down. That's why we recommended a step collection, a sealed system, because the gravity system is going to be a huge impact, in addition to the fact that we can't afford it. It's way above the EPA standard of 4% for water and wastewater, way above it. It's around 10 to 12%. These maps show also, if you go back to the other one once more.
Can you wrap it up, Mr. Burrow?
I will try. Okay. These maps also show the area that are vulnerable to liquefaction during an earthquake. These are the trunk lines, so the whole system would be failing when the earthquake occurs. We have a 6.8, 7.0, and a 7.6 fault within 10 miles of this collection zone right here. This is a disaster waiting to happen. The USDA RUS regulations say that the competing technologies have to be within 10% or you violate if you don't compete with them, and that's not the case. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Burrow. Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. No questions on that one?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards. I'm a 35-year resident of Los Osos. And first of all, I'd like to, during that 35 years, I had occasion to work with Sorrel Marks for over 20 years and wanted to echo some of the praise that she received earlier this morning. I wish her the best in her future, both here and in retirement, perhaps. I'd also like to recognize Dr. Wolf, who is a frequent attendee of our County Water Resources Advisory Council, or committee, and appreciate those efforts. As your board may recall, on March 14th, that was your last regular meeting in San Luis Obispo, you received public testimony that raised a number of issues concerning the pending Los Osos wastewater project, particularly with regard to the recycled water management plan. At that time, your staff had not received the document in spite of the fact that it had been out for several months. I know now that David Licaro of your staff has reviewed the document. I've had occasion to both speak with him and to provide some written comments regarding the document. As you may know, the backdrop in Los Osos is seawater intrusion in our lower basin. And really, the test for this recycled water management plan should be whether or not the actions contained herein provide seawater intrusion mitigation. If they don't, they should not be deployed. If they do, they should. And unfortunately, this document doesn't address seawater intrusion the way it should. In fact, it's very much a form over substance document. And I'll just give you a couple quick examples. The urban reuse component doesn't serve our largest turf irrigation locations. The cemetery and the golf course are not part of the urban reuse plan. We have a minuscule amount of water that's being returned to turf areas in the community. Secondly, the ag reuse plan is the irrigated agriculturalists in our valley are not participating in this plan. The only folks that are going to take water now are basically dryland farmers who either have no water or have water with bad quality. So that's not a seawater intrusion mitigation strategy. It simply doesn't work. So, it's ironic that it's your board's time schedule order and other actions relative to the Los Osos wastewater project that the county uses like a crutch to make excuses why they can't do the right thing. Another item that has come to light recently in terms of its scope, and that's the notion of dewatering. You saw the map earlier, and I'll wrap up in about 30 seconds. Okay. This dewatering plan, the scope of which hasn't been fully analyzed. The range of volume is anywhere from 2 million to 10 million gallons a day. This is a dewatering operation that could go for months or perhaps years. So I'd like to recommend something for your board to consider. I'd ask your board to form a subcommittee of two board members that can assist your staff in engaging the county relative to the salient points that remain. We're at a critical juncture. The project is nearing construction, and I think it's imperative to get our arms around some of these issues if we're going to address seawater intrusion, which I will close by saying, and I heard earlier, saw on the screen, seawater intrusion is not reversible or not conveniently reversible. When we experience seawater intrusion, it's something you have to live with. So this is an extremely important matter, and again, I'd ask your board to form a subcommittee. Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but I don't think your staff has really challenged the county in the way they needed to be challenged. And in some ways, I believe your staff has enabled the county's bad actions. Thank you.
Thank you. Julie Tacker.
Good evening. I am Julie Tacker. I also live in Los Osos and have for 41 years. When I got your agenda this month, I expected to see a Los Osos wastewater project update. I understood when we left in March that that conversation was going to go on between your staff and the county of San Luis Obispo, that they would be invited to give your board, which is made up of mostly new members who probably have little to no history or recognition to a project that's very significant in your region. And I think as a courtesy, you all should be brought up to speed. I'd like to know if that outreach had been done and then if the county refused or why they didn't attend today. You're getting your updates from the public. Very concerned update. Very concerned public. What hasn't happened is the nitrate testing has not resumed. That would be a good faith effort. As construction is about to commence, I think the people who are going to be paying that bill have the right to know what that project's intended to do with regard to nitrates. We don't have a groundwater management plan. Recently, the county went behind the purveyors' backs. The ISJ participants went behind their backs and signed a contract in a dirty deal, in a backroom deal with the school district for reduced rates on the reuse water from recycled water on the turf irrigation of their fields. In doing so, it may cripple their rate structures and their ability to fund their own operations, casting the burden onto the other ratepayers having to pick up the slack in what it takes to operate a water municipality. We don't have a CEQA analysis of this new document that shows a staggering amount of dewatering water and where it will go and what impacts it will have to our groundwater basin. We have no option for purchase or agreement to buy the Giacomazzi site. Wasn't this why we were all here years ago to move the sewer out of town? We were going to move the sewer east into the farmland. We were going to buy a site, and they have yet to do that. We are nearing on 7 years that this project was stopped. I was on the board that suspended work when the project was the Los Osos Community Services District. It was our intent to move the sewer to the Giacomazzi site or a site nearby. Our funding was ceased because we did compromise with Mr. Sam Blakesley, the assemblyman at that time. We compromised. Compromise is never comfortable for anyone. And the State Revolving Fund ceased funding on the collection system, saying that you don't have a site, and we will not fund pipes to nowhere. Well, currently, that is exactly what's happening. It's an irony that I want to point out, Mr. Young, that the county of San Luis Obispo is proceeding with pipes to nowhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Taylor? And then Mr. Markinson? He's not here, is he?
No. Good evening. My name is Gwen Taylor, and I am a resident of Los Osos. And first, I have a question. Has the letter for the full implementation of the nitrate testing in Los Osos test wells to establish a scientific base of the nitrates in the groundwater been sent out as we were told it would be last month? Has that gone?
This is the letter, yes.
Is it possible to have a copy of it? I will pick that up in just a moment. Thank you.
Here's an extra copy and pass it in.
Los Osos is a disadvantaged community with a number of seniors, low-income residents, and an assessment district that is carrying the burden for the whole community of the basin water plan, and that burden is perceived in with a nitrate problem, the supposed basis for the sewer project, a minor problem in comparison to a major problem of long-time saltwater intrusion of the basin, the only water source of our community. We need intervention on behalf of the community. Nitrates in saltwater intrusion may be minor in comparison to the loss of our water. The proposed dewatering of the trenches for the laying of the pipe for the sewer were trenches of 5 feet to 24 feet in some areas of groundwater at 4 feet. The trenches will be filled up with water rapidly. For the excavators to put the dewatering into the present site called the Tri-W site, that is where the county is proposing that water go. The county is now proposing discharge on the original site of the sewer project. The potential for daylighting of the disposed water on the site is the grave concern that is part of the disposal, and will it not just recharge our groundwater basin? I doubt it. It's in the wrong location. Our water basin is in crisis. Conditions and the ISJ adjudicated process is in limbo due to the actions taken by the county. The ISJ is not even near being adjudicated, and the county will not, according to them, because of the lawsuit, give any answers as to when it is going to even be addressed. All the time, saltwater intrusion is continuing. It doesn't stop just because there's no action taken by the county. The county has known about this for years and done absolutely nothing. Perhaps you, as a board, had better step in because you are our last source of hope.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor, for your comments. You know, we have discussed this numerous times with what the board can do, and we have tried to intervene, and we really have very few options available to us. And we've discussed that. So I sympathize with you, and I wish there was something more that we could do.
Are you not supposed to protect the water of the state of California?
Within the powers that we have been given by the legislature, yes, absolutely.
Do you not have powers over the county?
No, not in this situation.
If you determine that we need a sewer when it has never been proven that it was an actual need, then you must have some control.
Mrs. Taylor, we can debate that argument all night long.
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. Lindy Owen, she left, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Richard's not here.
Okay. I do have a question then on the Los Osos thing.
Go ahead.
I think there's nobody left that wanted to speak. We did discuss the need to have an update from the county.
Right.
So what's the progress on that?
Harvey, I was wondering about that too. I think we put it on on the future agenda item list, but I don't remember specifics at the top of my head.
Harvey Packard, we have talked to the county about it and have scheduled it for September. The July meeting is in Watsonville, and that didn't seem appropriate.
Okay, so September. So now, this is the first we've heard of the release of the dewatering plan for the installation of the actual sewer conduit. So do we have permit review for that element of construction?
Well, it was considered in the environmental analysis. If they plan on disposing of it either to the bay or to ground surface, we will need to permit it. And that's part of the plan. You know, we knew that was coming up. We haven't reviewed this particular plan yet.
Yeah, where they're at right now. Okay, well, we had another suggestion that the board consider forming a subcommittee to look at where the project is now and maybe work toward this update and maybe have a couple of us take a look at whatever the county can submit to us to let us know where are they headed with this dewatering issue, because it raises some valid questions. We're being told we're in overdraft, and the county has an open-ended, kind of undefined amount of water that might be lost for construction from the groundwater basin. So, I don't know, it raises some questions for me. So what can we do, Chair Young?
Do you want to sit on the committee?
Sure. I'd be happy to.
Dr. Wolf?
All right.
I'll make Dr. Squared.
Dr. Squared.
Does anyone else on the board want to? We can only.
Well, these are
two.
The most ideal for people.
Two, okay. These two, we have a committee.
Mr. Chair, quick question.
Yes.
What's the appropriate procedure for establishing a subcommittee? Is it just by discussion, or does it have to follow a?
Chair can appoint.
Yeah, so based on Dr. Hunter's request, I'm going to appoint the subcommittee formally. And with Dr. Wolf, who has graciously volunteered to donate his time to it, and why don't the two of you coordinate with staff and meet with the county? Do we want to have any stakeholders? Do we want to open up to stakeholders be able to participate in that, or just the two of you and staff?
Let's sit down with staff and figure out.
Report back to the board at a public meeting.
That sounds like a good plan.
What would the name of the subcommittee be?
The Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board.
The Los Osos Construction Dewatering Subcommittee.
Subcommittee, okay. Well,
okay.
I think recycled water management. Yeah, recycled water, because it is, they're going to be discharging it to a site that we weren't aware of. Okay.
Right. Okay.
I hate to beat a dead horse, but in the near future, could we have written up a purpose of the subcommittee, kind of a who, what, where, when, why, you know, just a couple of paragraphs?
Okay.
So it has some direction and everyone can see at a glance the purpose. And
well, I think that it's got to meet, you have to meet and report back to us before the September board meeting, because that'll be a public, that is when the county, we're hoping, will come all of us. Okay. So it's got to be before July that you guys are able to get together. Any more specificity? Okay. All right. I don't have any other speaker cards. That's it for this agenda item, which was public comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.